Congratulations to you, Madam Chair, and to all of those whose work has led to the creation of this permanent forum. I speak today on behalf of the International Decade for People of African Descent, Assembly Guyana, IPADAGI, established in 2017 by an assembly of African Guyanese civil society organizations. 65 African Guyanese organizations from across Guyana form the General Assembly and focus the work of the organization on addressing equitable treatment of and reparative justice for African Guyanese. This intervention draws on a preparatory meeting held on November 20th in which community leaders put forward the concerns they wish to be brought to this body. The change in government which Guyana experienced in a disputed election of March 2020 saw the rise to power of an Indian-dominated political party with a record of hundreds of extrajudicial killings of African Guyanese youth, narco-trafficking, corruption, and racist economic policies during its previous 23-year tenure in office. Now back in office, it has been supercharged by Guyana's enormous new oil wealth. Under this regime, Madam Chair, the member organizations of IPADAGI are concerned that no specific attention, as the decade calls for, is being paid to the state of Guyanese of African descent. On the contrary, the policies of the state are further entrenching and escalating the dire state of Guyanese of African descent. We have been marginalized, kept out of the oil and gas sector, and deprived of significant contracting opportunities, mining, logging, and other natural resource concessions, in addition to being forced out of public sector jobs and shut out of the private sector in deference to Indo-Guyanese. In two short years, African Guyanese have been further relegated to the margins of Guyana's economy, controlling less than 8% of the economy, while we are about 40% of the population. Madam Chair, in preparation for the first session of the UN Permanent Forum on People of African Descent, IPADAGI convened a meeting of its member organizations. These recommendations that came from that meeting focus on economic equity, social equity, local governance, cultural rights, rule of law and justice, community safety and well-being, and land entitlement, meaning allocation, ownership, and tenure. Very broadly, African Guyanese recommend the formulation of policies that demand economic equity, development of data-driven programs supported by ethnic disparity audits of affected communities, protection of land ownership, compensatory measures for land unjustly dispossessed of and return of land under illegal possession, social equity and cultural rights, policies and programs to ensure access to adequate and affordable health care, quality education, safe potable water, reliable electricity, modern roads and bridges, and other social services on an equal footing with other citizens. We also call for the protection of African history and culture, and a national commission to review the school curriculum and text to ensure that African history is properly and the contributions are properly recorded. We also call for equal and fair treatment under the law. With the assistance of the UN Permanent Forum and other relevant bodies, we seek the establishment of national oversight and monitoring agencies in Guyana and other similarly affected states to ensure that government respects the human rights of peoples of African descent. A video detailing the current status of African Guyanese